Thank you very much, Sam. Well, the last news roundup begins with the ongoing Anglia Square saga, and then we finish off with some of the shorter stories featured in the paper this week.
Temporary pop-up shops and food stores could be created if Anglia Square shopping centre is revamped in 40-foot-high shipping containers beneath the Magdalene Street flyover. The developers behind the controversial proposals for the shopping centre have lodged a second application with Norwich City Council for a scheme they have dubbed Under the Flyover. It would see stripped and refitted shipping containers placed on space stretching from beneath the flyover to the nearby shops to the left of the entrance to Anglia Square. Applicant Columbia Threadneedle is seeking permission for 18 containers to be placed in the area, which could be rented as shops or for food and drink sales. They are seeking permission for the containers, some of which would be arranged over two floors with a lift and stairs, for up to 10 years. The developers say some of the tenants who would be displaced during work on the Anglia Square revamp could make use of the pop-up units, where there would also be a space left clear for temporary events and performances. Chris Ward of Columbia Threadneedle said, "Under the flyover will be a vibrant and creative new space for Norwich. The residents of Norwich will have a new place to eat, drink and shop, and a venue for creative events that will complement the city's well-established culture of art, theatre and music. We will be encouraging local independent businesses, stores and pop-ups to join us at Under the Flyover. We are confident this will be an exciting new destination for the city and its community." Columbia Threadneedle is still waiting to hear whether Norwich City Council will agree its application, along with Western Homes, for Anglia Square itself. It would include up to 1,250 new homes, a 25-storey tower, dozens of shops, a 200-bed hotel, 600-space car park and pedestrianised areas.
More GP practices across Norfolk and Waveney will have a diabetes specialist nurse or a GP with a special interest in diabetes, thanks to funding provided by the Norfolk Diabetes Trust. The joint initiative between the Trust and the five clinical commissioning groups will see up to 50 clinical staff from these practices undertake Warwick University's Certificate in Diabetes Care, which equips nurses with a wide range of skills and knowledge.
A favourite hotspot for Norwich clubbers is set to reopen with a new theme this summer. The Prince of Wales Road venue, which was previously home to Rocco's, will relaunch as a club and bar named Byshed in August. The owners aim to maximise on the successes of the playground event at neighbouring club Mercy and will host a series of circus and street art events every night.
And that's where we've run out of time. Now, remember, we always like to hear from you, our listeners, and pass on any news you may have. Details of how to contact us coming up in a minute. And we hope you've enjoyed listening to this week's edition, which you received as you have provided Chatterbox with your contact details. Chatterbox will never provide your data to any other organisation, and we promise to keep your details secure. You can ask to change or delete your data at any time by emailing contact@cbtn.org.uk or calling us on 01603 765 365.
And that's the same number you can leave any messages on. Once again, it's 01603 765365. And you can always pop a note in the wallet you return if you prefer. To return your recording, just put it back in the wallet, turn over the label at the front and put it in the postbox. No stamp needed, as all post is paid. All our news stories and features were taken from the Evening News by permission of Archant, but Chatterbox takes full responsibility for the contents of this recording.
Our readers on the first part this week were Sarah Lomax and Rupert Hipwell, and the features were read by Sam Elmhurst. Chatterbox was recorded by Peter Murch, and just to remind you, the latest edition of EDP Norfolk Magazine is also in your wallet this week. So now, on behalf of our editor this week, Peter Wilson, and all the team here at Chatterbox, it's goodbye from me, John Francis.
And me, Liz Bryan.
Goodbye.
Bye.